I'd like to offer a substitute for the naming of the building to establish an apprenticeship to fund somebody like Michael Taylor and name it Michael Taylor Apprenticeship. And I'd like to also offer a substitute to the motion on the apology that asked the Programming Oversight Committee to meet with members of the band and choir and with them. Because, by the way, let me just motivate this. I spoke to some of the band and choir, Edom Kamathi and others. Edom was trying to back the apology, do something about the issues. And I think John Martinez and other members of the band and the choir still feel that they haven't received any restitution. So I'd like the Programming Oversight Committee to do what we've started to do on the Ad Hoc Program Council, to meet with the band and the choir. And I don't mind the idea of an apology that will be read, but I think it should be worked out in collaboration with those people.
Point of order. That's not a substitute because it doesn't contradict the motion. Both could be done.
So I'm moving to strike the language of this and instead instruct the Program and Oversight Committee to meet with the band and the choir and develop both a statement that could be read on the air and a action plan to remedy the actual grievances that they have.
That, I believe, a substitute has to contradict the main motion.
Actually, the chair will rule that this substitute motion, I'm not speaking to the merits of it, substitute motion is in order because it actually substitutes for the main motion. But the other thing I will rule is that we really need to divide, we've divided the two motions, so we need to look at the two, there are two substitute motions. One is a substitute motion referring this to Program Oversight, demand or mandating or ordering them to meet with Banded Fire. And then what was the rest?
Develop language for an apology that would be read on the air and a restitution plan or an action plan to deal with their grievances.
Let's deal with these separately.
Right, but I think we need to go to
point of order.
We need to go to a new list on the
point of order.
Okay.
Is anyone going to second it?
Okay. Now, are you seconding both of those? You're seconding. He has two substitute motions. One is on the apology, and one is on the naming of the building. You're seconding both of those.
Okay.
Now, we need to then
excuse me for interrupting, but I've been trying to get on the stack from before Bill and Israel.
Oh, really? Okay. You're going to have to be a little more aggressive.
Anything I can get on.
And keep me on the stack where I was.
Can we go to public
comment? Okay.
It should be a new stack.
Fernando never got to speak.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Fernando never got
Fernando
to speak.
Fernando, I'm here. Chairman, yes, I announced that there's going to be a new stack.
Fernando,
okay, I'm going to ask that we follow through the stack prior to the substitute motions so that those people can address this issue. We should just stay with the stack and add to it. But before we go ahead, I need a time check. It's a quarter to ten.
6 more minutes.
Okay, I just want to be sure that we understand that we have 20 minutes of public comment before a vote on this could occur. That's the Harrison Wild motion that we, the principle. So we need to end this so that we can hear public comments and so on. All right, so let's go ahead.
Okay.
You can address the substitute motions or the merits of the motion. Who's next?
Fernando is.
Fernando, go ahead. And we do need to leave at 10:15, so we've got to. Okay, go ahead.
First of all, let me say that the reason why there's a national acknowledgement among the Pacific Extension that there that the question of race and nationality should be addressed is because there's a feeling, a movement of racism that permeates throughout the network, and we need to come to grips with that question. Okay. Number two, the reason why we used to get bomb threats when we started the Spanish language program at KPFK, it was because the white audience didn't like it. It kept people of color on the air. And the fact that Mark Schaub threw those people of color out, he, in front of me, he labeled nationalist. His white nationalism was all right. His white racism was all right. His white racism was okay. But if people of color thinking for their own kind, to as a self-defense mechanism, that was nationalism, and he was ready to punish them. And Michael Tyler was one of them. I objected. I was one of the three people on the staff who raised the issue when the Bannon fire, the African Americans were thrown out. Only Diane, James, Michael Fromer, and myself on the staff raised hell about it. Everybody else went along with the game, even the revolutionaries and the progressives, so-called. Okay. And for us to come here to even dare to question that we need to have an apology for the people that we that we collectively, okay, those who've been listeners or listener sponsors throughout the years, or who knew what the hijackers were up to, who were had plenty of time in to research, to read the websites and the emails and the flyers and go attend to the demonstrations and see what the hijackers in March of Mark Cooper were doing at KPFK. They were singling out people who were there to stand to white nationalism. And Michael Taylor was one of them. I spent many, many hours working with the man. And the very least that we can do is to apologize. And as someone said earlier, I don't need someone to explain to tell me what word I'm going to use when my heart speaks out and it comes out with an apology. Because it is my being that's going to be expressed, not somebody else's idea. It's me, how I see the universe and how I see the world around you, and how I want to ask for forgiveness for the screw ups of my past. And that's what I think we owe it to the people who the Bannon fire. I think we ought to do that. Number two, I tend to agree with Dave Adelson that we should have a program instead of the building. But the apology is really long overdue. We ought to come out with that.
Thank you.
Jan, I reconsidered my earlier analysis, and I think that it's fine to give an apology which says, you know, say people. The people who were banned and fired in opposition to the mission, people who fall into that, we're apologizing to. People who don't fall into that, we're not apologizing to. So I think that I like the way that is written. I question exactly the fourth one, two, three, the fourth paragraph. Only because I don't.
Which one is
that? The KPFK local station board will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past with efforts to provide programs. One, I'm not sure that the local station board, is in a position to make efforts to remedy the past with programming. Are we? I don't think we are. Sure.
Could you finish your idea?
I'm not sure that's within our role. And then programming to listeners disenfranchised by these events. You know whether what it is that we're exactly taking on with that.
10 seconds.
So I would move to just. Delete that fourth paragraph and delete the exact the one.
I'm sorry, your motion is out of order because there is a motion before on the table, so we cannot take. I mean, there are two substitute motions, and yours is not related. You're not substituting, so you'd have to wait until
we're at the end of the time period.
Okay, and we also have an obligation for 20 minutes of public comment
before we vote.
But we have two substitute motions before us that we have not resolved. So I'm wondering if we should go to those. Well, we should actually hear public comment first. Then the first order of business after public comment would be to resolve the two substitute motions.
I second the motion.
Can I make a point of order?
Yes, okay.
I'm uncomfortable with us taking a vote without having more of the board members here. Mm-hmm. I realize this is important, and I know it's not but I'm really uncomfortable with it, because I think there's other folks who I think have a lot of knowledge about this and have a lot of opinions about it. It's a really important issue. So I'm a little bit uncomfortable with us going to a vote. I think we should have a conversation. I'm comfortable with going to a vote on this.
Okay, Bill, here's what we're going to do. We'll take public comment, and then we'll have the board actually look at how to move forward after that.
In part of what Bill said, I'm very concerned about management. My concern is
Are we back on in conversation again?
No,
I'm
no.
also on the stack, and I can address many of these concerns.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to the listener comment?
I think
right
we
now.
Need to go to listener comment for 20 minutes. And then we'll decide how to move forward. Louise.
Yeah, my other question was not answered. Can the East LA local station board meeting be streamed before the next town hall meeting, December 18th? I'd like to get an answer to that. As far as naming any buildings or any apprenticeship programs, I think it should be a rainbow name, at least, because we are on illegally occupying land that belongs to the people. And my last point is, substitute motions must be contradictory, not simply substituting language that expresses the same thought or spirit.
Thank you.
Is that true?
Raphael.
So you're about
Will.
Why don't you look
I don't think that anybody here can or should take Dave's substitute motions seriously. Because if you can't apologize, you're not going to act. The U.S. says, well, you can't apologize for slavery. Wait until we do reparations, and then we'll apologize for slavery after that. That's not going to happen. You're not going to get reparations until you get an apology. And so, you know, there's something a little backwards about that. I want to thank Fernando for his remarks. Months after Leslie put this motion forward, I began to investigate what actually happened with the Band of Fires and what came out of that. Was a 36-page history of the purges that happened in the 90s and how it all started right here. And it started here at KPFK with the banning and firing of every single African-American program on the air. Every single one. Not a one of them got a review. Now, I'm not saying it all happened at once, but I know you know this history better than I do because you were there. But the end result was there were no African-American programs left at all. None of them got a review. That, and another reason that David's substitute should not be taken seriously is that he deals with this as an individual question when the offense has not been given to individual programmers, but into entire communities of people. And it is those communities that are suspicious of KPFK. That is why nobody comes to these meetings, and those communities must be addressed. And an apology of the kind that Leslie has proposed is the manner in which that should occur. It seems clear to me that this refers to prior management. It seems clear to me that anybody who wants to know the history, you go to Radio Justice website, look up the article, The Crimes of Black City, click on my name, it's right over in this room. It's 32 pages document, and I've worked my butt off on this. And it's unequivocal what happened. I mean, the last Spanish language public affairs program in Los Angeles, the second largest Spanish-speaking city in the world, was cut by a third. Fernando was banned and fired how many times? Three times. But again, it's not a personal matter. It is a matter of the fact that our entire communities, I'm going to wrap up right here, that our entire communities were offended and deeply aggrieved, and we have to be dealt with on those terms by speaking to all of us. Or else the gesture is actually meaningless. I think that's what they just said. Thank you.
You know, I just want to remind everyone here, and I associate myself with a lot of the comments that were made. I think you need to speak with one voice in the decision. You should be unanimous in your decision. Management and everybody else should be involved in your unanimous consent. If the Warren Court, if Earl Warren could pull together a bunch of races from down south, put them together to speak in one voice and strike Brown down. I mean, strike the...
Plessy versus Ferguson.
Right, Plessy versus Ferguson. Then I believe you could, as one voice, speak to this issue of making amends and doing an act of contrition that may lead to healing and that just may lead to justice if you're in the truth of it. I believe you really need to do this. You really need to do this. And if that means you develop a scholarship fund for Michael Taylor, I remember reading in the news, this guy died. He was murdered. Okay? He was murdered because he was speaking his truth. And he was speaking for his people who were oppressed. So I encourage you, I beg you to speak with one voice in regards to this issue. Stop playing politics with it and speak with one voice. This is what we all fight for in this world, is for justice and for healing. Speak with one voice when it comes to this. Regardless of what color the band is. And think of Michael Taylor, who died, who was murdered. And really speak with your heart when it comes to this. This is a time for you to speak with your heart as one voice.
This is not the news. Although the motion has never come before the LSB or the lab in this manner, I'm not sure that it's been so presented before. Because those of us who have been following the question of the band and the fired, I don't have been involved in discussions with them. Know that there are some specific things that we want to be addressed. First of all, a mere apology will not be enough if it does not include point number 4, the question of remedy. I'm sure some of you are Catholics, I am not, but they say that you do not get some kind of blessing from the priest if you do not come with a confession. There must be the element of remedy. Take a program like Continent to Continent, for instance. There is no such program on air today with the same pattern, with the same kind of content. But I plead with the LSB, do not just come with a motion that will not have any follow-up. The management has to be involved in this, especially if the element of remedy is going to be taken into consideration. Also, you must come with a little history, because a kind of dialogue had begun with some people who were banned and fired. And some of them had made suggestions as to how they want the apologies to come or the kind of remedy that they are seeking. I would therefore plead with Dave to see how perhaps it could work with Leslie, because there's a very, very important component that the ad hoc programming council had begun talking with some people who have banned and fired. And I was involved in part of that discussion. Do not just give us an apology. And when I say us, Israel, I'm a little disappointed that you use the phrase race card. When we speak for our community, it's not race card. But please do not make a decision. Find out how we want to be remedied. It is like discussing reparations for African American communities without involving them. Find out the kind of remedy that you will give us. Yes, I agree. Apologies. The wording of this apology should go. But if you want to discuss the issue of remedy, then you must come in to find out what proposals have been made, especially with the ad hoc programming council, on the kind of remedy that we are seeking. Mm-hmm. We must receive remedy along with the apology. Thank you.
I want to say, first of all, I'm really glad to hear that some of the proposals this KBSK, Mobile Station Board, sent to the National Board were approved. I think that's really cool. Thank you. Keep up with the work. It shows you're really doing it. Secondly, I, as a listening sponsor, am extremely fascinated and intrigued by hearing the details of this situation, the specifics that I found out of. I'd like to see that the motion not be change except to extend it and amend it to be specific, as much as a little more historical so people really do know specifically what we're talking about, and then maybe a little more general too to say, and also going into the past. So it could be like an ongoing program. I'd like to see that happen here. Not just the good stuff, but the really exploring the negative parts, so to speak, which would then help people learn to avoid it. Because of course, in the mission statement, it caused conflict. Let's find out what really happened. That's a historical thing. So if the bill should need to be augmented to include that, and to say maybe a part that we will discuss with people, what their reparations should be, so that it's really, really meaningful. I would really appreciate it. From what I've heard, it is a really wonderful relationship to bring out. I would love to hear more about it.
Thank you. Is there any other listener sponsor who
raised up for?
Oh, raise up, very good.
My idea is clear, but sometimes I hear from people, and let's build up a reconciliation committee. Reconciliation with whom? You know, I'm referred to South Africa. Reconciliation with those white criminals that for years and years they have exploited the Africans, sit down with them, talk with them. What are you talking about? Reconciliation with LAPD, that they've been murdering people in LA streets, let's talk with them. This is your understanding of dealing with those criminals exploited for years and years and say, oh, we would like to hear you to say something. No, this is not the way.